It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Laura Clivens in for Brian Watt. A group of workers at the Bay Area nonprofit Felton Institute have been pushing to bring their entire workplace into a union for years now. The organization offers social services and mental health support to the region's most vulnerable residents. Pretty altruistic. But some employees say the labor push on the inside has been fraught. KQED's Holly J. McDeed reports.
If you ask employees at the Felton Institute what they think about their jobs, they'd likely say something like this.
I really love working with my clients.
Ava Cisneros' job at Felton is to help her clients reach their employment and educational goals.
You know, even if we finish a Social Security application, that's a huge accomplishment. And it's just, I always call them the little wins. You have to really, you know, get those little wins.
But Cisneros says since she started in 2020, there's been high turnover and wages have been stagnant. So about a year later, she joined the campaign to bring all of Felton's workforce into SEIU Local 1021. There are about 500 employees there, and that union currently represents roughly 10% of them.
We as the frontline workers need more of a voice to our employer.
SEIU would not disclose the number of people who've joined the union campaign over fears this would jeopardize the effort. Cisneros says intimidation from managers at Felton has made it really hard to organize. SEIU Local 1021 has 9 unfair labor practice charges against Felton, including claims a worker was terminated for supporting the union.
We're scared. I'm scared.
City leaders have also stepped in. This month, San Francisco Supervisor Myrna Melgar wrote a letter to Felton, threatening a subpoena for documents on how the nonprofit has used city funds, and whether any of that money has gone towards hiring legal services or encouraging employees to criticize union activities. Felton did not return requests for comment on the letter, and in an earlier interview, Felton CEO Al Gilbert has denied these kinds of claims.
We're not punishing people. We're not firing people because none of those things are true.
Gilbert says he supports the workers, whether or not they want to join the union. But he worries about the claims hurting staff morale.
I know that is really important to the union. But for us, what's really important is our staff and our clients.
Not all workers at Felton see union membership benefiting them. Portia Fort says she got fed up after trying to find out basic information.
You are potentially going to take money out of my hard-earned paycheck, and you're telling me to go check the website? That's dismissive.
Last December, Ford and a few of her colleagues voted to no longer be represented by the union. John Logan is Director of Labor and Employment Studies at San Francisco State University.
Weak laws and strong employer opposition mean that it's very, very difficult to form new unions.
Logan says union membership is low in the United States, in part because agencies that retaliate against workers who organize face weak penalties, and complaints can drag on for months and months.
Nonprofit sector, they don't have the same absolute determination to remain union-free, perhaps as, say, Starbucks or Amazon, but they have often proven quite hostile to unions.
Still, he's optimistic about the recent resurgence in union campaigns in corporations and nonprofits. Ava Cisneros, the Felton employee helping lead the union effort, is hopeful too.
A union is not promising anything except for support from our fellow coworkers. That's what the union is. It's us. It's the workers.
She says this keeps her motivated as she continues the fight for a better workplace. I'm Holly J. McDeed, KQED News.